Hey guys, I'm Bailey, and welcome back to Bailey's TV Rants, where I rant about all my favorite TV shows. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. Today, we are going over Legends, Season 6, Episode 8, titled Stress Western. So, super exciting. They got Sarah back from dealing with Bishop. And they're working things out, trying to get things back to normal. So, we start off with the Legends, trying to set things up for Sarah as she comes back. Make sure everything's okay, nice and easy. Mick is, of course, sleeping at the table. Because where else would he be? Nate is reassuring Ava that everything is back to normal now. So, in the bridge, Gary and Spooner are trying to install the alien tech that they got into Gideon so they can track the aliens now. Astra is in the parlor annoyed, as usual. Astra, just get a room, man. If you want peace and quiet, get your own space. Constantine comes in and tells Gary he wants to find the Fountain of Imperium. Gary kind of remembers it, but tells him that it's just a myth. Ava brings Sarah breakfast in bed, super cute, and Sarah's just avoiding talking about what happened to her, even though it's kind of a big deal, because she's a clone now. And so they try and talk some Legends gossip about what's happened since Sarah's been gone, and Ava's kind of over it, and so she drinks some Azari's smoothie that she made, which has some passion stuff in it. Not like passion fruit, like passion is in love. And so she drinks some of it and she's like, you know what, let's stop talking, and tries to get it on. And then Sarah totally just is like, wait a minute, no, and spills everything to Ava that she is a alien-human hybrid clone. And Ava snorts and goes, what? And then immediately cuts to the intro. I thought that was great. Super funny, classic Legends stuff. But right after the intro, Ava's obviously trying to understand, come to terms with things, but she's super accepting, and they both agree not to tell the team and try and keep this mission normal. So they got the full team back. Everybody's on the bridge. And their first mission is to the Wild West. Yes, we're getting a Wild West episode. Every season, it's got to be there. They try and get Spooner to see what's going on, but she's just reading Gary. She's reading stuff, and, you know, with Sarah being part alien now, Sarah and Ava are like, oh, she's reading Sarah, but Ava carries it with Gary. Because, yes, Gary is also an alien. If we remember, Gary is an alien, which explains a lot. And so they're going to Wild West. So Sarah has her classic send-off. Time to jump back on the saddle. Who's coming with me? And she's got the finger guns in there. Always a classic. And Ava tells Nate that she wants this mission to be smooth and easy. And Nate goes, all right, so classic Legends romp, which definitely isn't smooth and easy. So there's that. So while they're in Fist City, Spooner has put tinfoil in her hat to cut out alien signals, so she's not hearing them all the time. Bayrod and Zarya are having some classic sibling argument stuff going on between them. Nothing out of the usual. Asher and Spooner are having some arguments, which is great. I love their chemistry together, just on each other all the time. And so all the Legends walk into the saloon at once, And everybody there is just staring at them. And so they're all like, don't cause any trouble. Let's not get into fights here, all right? Because that's what they're expecting. That's what this city was known for. Nothing happens. They all go their separate ways. Astra is just angry that Spooner won't use her powers, flips off Spooner's hat, and it hits guy's drink and spills it all. And they're like, oh, great, here we go. This is what's gonna start the fight. This right here. Just spilling a guy's drink. And he goes, no, not to worry. I will have your drinks on me. And everybody's confused. Everybody is nice when it's supposed to be a not so nice town. So that is unusual, and that's what they're gonna try and figure out, why this town is not what it's supposed to be. But a guy with a guitar starts singing about Fist City and how it's so nice, the gladdest town. Stupid. Oh my gosh. This guy singing this whole episode is ridiculous. But Constantine goes back to Gary about the fountain, and he needs to get his power back, and Gary tells him it's just a myth. That's it. And so legends split up in the saloon, trying to figure out about what is this alien? What is happening here in Fist City? Spoon and Asher go to gamble, but they can't, because he's playing Go Fish, and they're like, deal me in, what's the wager? He's like, no, we can't gamble here, it's on the rules. And the sign shows of all these rules that they have. And Zari is trying to find Behrad, another girl, because he's kind of flirting with everybody. And Zari's like, you're literally like, the job here is that you talk with girls. Like, that's the whole thing. Like, pretty much everybody here is, all the girls here are for a reason. But the piano player right by them explains that nope, that's illegal. It's part of the rules. Once again, the list of rules on the wall gets pointed to. And so a girl comes over. Her name is Irma Rose, and explains that the sheriff has a lot of do's and don'ts and put up those rules. So now we're dealing with the sheriff. But he says, but you can play me a song. And so Bayrod pulls up to the piano and plays her a song. And of course, Bayrod knows how to play the piano. Cut to Sarah. She's at the bar, asking the barkeep if there's anything weird. He says no. She asks for another milkshake, extra cherries. And Ava questions it. So, because of Sarah's alien stuff now, she's her cravings are a little bit off. But on the wall of the saloon, there's a wanted sign for Bass Reeves, who used to be a great lawman, according to Nate. And what's going on there? So Sarah goes back to the bar and asks about Levi Stapleton. And the barkeep explains he's the finest lawman in town. And of course, perfect timing, Stapleton walks into the bar. And once again, the guy with the guitar starts singing. That's a common theme this episode, guys, so get used to it. Legends think that maybe Stapleton could be the alien. But they can't be for sure because Spooner and Astra left, so they don't have Spooner to use the powers. Astra is trying to get gold and trying to show them that she can do what she wants. And Bass Reeves is following them. Spooner senses something and the ground starts shaking. Astra is arguing with the guy who has the gold that she found at the saloon. He pulls a gun on her and the alien comes out of the ground and eats him. But Stapleton has a whistle that stops the worm, goes back in the ground. So pretty much the deal with this alien is when people get into fights, the alien comes out and eats them. And so Stapleton tells the legends to leave because they are disrupting the town. So they all go back to the ship, and legends, they ask Gary what this alien is, and he explains it's Rage Eater, and the only way to stop it is to tame it, which is not the easiest thing, but with the whistle, which Stapleton has. And Sarah was looking for a reason to swipe that smile off his face. Classic Sarah. Sarah always wants to get into fights, and I'm here for it. But they can't fight Leva because they don't want to draw the alien out again. So Nate says they got to sneak him off. Sneak the whistle off him. And no better place to do it than the square dancing competition. So Sarah keeps Spooner and Astra on the ship because they can't be calm and they've been getting into fights. So they're staying on the ship so they don't have that problem. And so the legends are back at the saloon, square dancing. Ava realizes that it's Sarah Nate's first time dancing since the engagement, and Sarah says, didn't expect to have fiddle, but I'm into it. Just so cute, so funny. But Sarah has to go grab another milkshake, and Ava's like, again, another one? And lets her go. So she gets paired up with Gary. She asks Gary if there's an alien that likes cherries, and he says, yeah, maybe this kind. And he thinks it's because Ava's worried about Gary being an alien, of course. And then Constantine comes up to Gary, and he's mad at Gary for lying to him about being a human, so he must be lying about the fountain. And then Zari gets paired up with Stapleton, so she is going to try and get the whistle off of him. Doesn't work. He stops her. Ground starts to shake. The alien's going to come. Sarah stops before that and spits on the ground to get attention to start like, oh, now they're angry. You just spit in my place. I don't understand the thing about spitting. It was Stapleton's rule list. I know that, but like in general, what's with spitting? Like, I know it's gross, but what is it about being rude that is like, why is spitting considered rude? I don't know. But Sarah challenges Stapleton to a duel, so that's gonna happen. Fun. I think, how many duels have Sarah been in now? Every Wild West episode, pretty much. But Astra and Spooner are still out. Astra's still trying to find gold. Bass Reeves is still following them. So, of course, Spooner and Astra are still arguing. Spooner kind of tells her story with her mom being in foster care and stuff. But Astra can relate. And she kind of, you see this change in Astra's kind of thoughts towards Spooner because she can also relate to losing her mom. And I kind of realize they're not totally different, but Astra has to use her power to get what she needs to get, where Spooner, in order to get what she needs to get, she can't really use her power. She kind of has to stay low. And so Spooner goes, well, you're not in hell anymore. So Astra, and Astra's like, and you're not in Texas. So they're realizing that they kind of need to change and stuff, and they can't be exactly like they were because it's not going to work. Maybe compromise finds somewhere in the middle. So Astra lets Spooner navigate to find gold, and we go back to the saloon. Ava is worried about Sarah being in the shootout. Sarah, of course, isn't worried. She actually, after everything that happens, what she needs seems some sort of normalcy there. And once again, the guy starts singing again. But Sarah's getting ready, putting everything up, and the gun she has looks similar to Peacemaker from Winona Earp. Not saying there's any relation, just caught my eye. But Sarah tells the guy to just stop singing. And so Sarah goes out with Stapleton, they meet up, do the duel, start pacing. Of course, Gary's pounding the pace, counting the paces, and classic dual stuff. Stapleton draws his gun before the 10 paces is up, so he shoots Sarah in the back of the head, goes through her forehead. Sarah falls to her knees. Real scary, right? But no, don't worry, because Sarah's an alien and has healing abilities, as we remember. Injury heals, no problem. She gets up and Stapleton goes, "You're a monster." And she's like, "Nope, not a monster, but you're right about one thing. I'm definitely not normal." And love this line, because it recalls to season one of Legends, back when Rip and Sarah were trying to go to the bank to get in to Vandal Savage's accounts and stuff. And her bloodlust was just too long, and she thought of herself, she's like, "I'm a monster." But now she says she's not, and I call that growth. But so Levi keeps firing at Sarah. Sarah obviously keeps walking, not affected by the bullets. Stapleton runs out of ammo, pulls out his whistles, like, "You're never gonna get this." Sarah shoots it out of his hand, easy peasy, but the alien comes out and eats Stapleton. Gone. Job done. But Irma, remember from the saloon, she blows the whistle to stop the alien, and Ava seems annoyed by this duel with Sarah, you know, and the situation. Back to Spooner and Astra. Spooner finds the gold and the alien. Turns out the alien is the source of the gold. He poops it out, which is so convenient. Bass Reeves reveals himself and explains that it's the alien that made Fist City, because it produces all the gold. And back outside the saloon, Irma wants to keep the whistle, because of course they need the alien to stay so they can keep getting gold and keep being a boomtown. So everybody starts shooting Legends in a shootout, and they go hide in the saloon. None of them can agree on the mission and what to do, because they all have their other arguments going on, of course. And so Nate is just trying to keep everybody calm. Behrad and Zari almost get the alien out again, because they're arguing about Behrad liking a girl, and Behrad's like, "I don't need this from you right now." And Constantine pulls over Gary. He knows the fountain is real, and Gary's explaining to him, like, well, the fountain, when everybody tries to go find the fountain, it doesn't end well. Pretty much, you go trying to find it, trying to get power from it, you will die. But Gary reluctantly tells him that there is a map. And then Constantine gets upset that he's could be out there finding it right now, finding this map, finding the fountain, and yet he is in the Wild West. So fun, right? Which brings out the alien. Spooner and Asher and Reeves see the alien go out, and so they come back into Fist City and follow the alien back. Ava and Sarah are arguing. Ava's upset with Sarah about the shootout and seeing Sarah get hurt, and Sarah's like, "What's the big deal? I'm alive. It's part of me. It's gonna happen, so might as well use it." And then Sarah's like having another milkshake and eating the cherries again, and Ava's just getting pissed off about what is with these cherries, which I think is so funny and shows how, like, when you are in, like, an argument like that and you can't really resolve what the big issue is, like, the little things will set you off. And that is so true. So now everybody is fighting. The alien is coming. Ground is shaky. And Nate is upset that everybody is fighting. And he just starts going off. And everybody's trying to calm him down, because the alien is going to come out if he continues. But he's like, "No, I'm going to keep going." So he just keeps going off. He's upset that when Mick left, he was the oldest of G left. Meaning, like, he was the oldest legend, not of age, but, like, in time of being a legend. He was the oldest one there, and nobody checked up on him while he was having an existential crisis. And he's like, "Don't even get me started on the living situation, bathroom. I'm the only one who replaces the cartridges and the fabricators," and blah, blah, blah. And so he goes out while the alien's coming and just accepts his fate of he's going to get eaten by this alien. He's like, "I'm going to be the only one to draw this out. I'm the only one fixing things right now." But Asher and Spooner are still kind of squabbling back and forth, but Asher convinces Spooner to use the power to get into the alien's head instead of them getting into her head and affecting her. Reverse that. So she does it and it starts working. And so all the legends are coming out. Sarah goes next to Reeves and she thinks Reeves is Diggle because, yes, it's David Ramsey. It is the same actor. And I think that's really funny. And so she's like, Diggle? And Reeves is like, yes, I do dig. And that was the stupidest line ever, but I love it. But then Spooner can't hold off the alien much longer, so Asha comes in and uses her magic to help, and they blow up the alien in a magic, like, gold sparkly thing. And now Fifth City's back to normal, regular Wild West town. And of course, a guy with a guitar starts singing again. Everybody's back on the ship. Gary tells Constantine that he can get a map from the guy in his attic, Aleister Crowley, which we remember from earlier this season. And then Constantine obviously goes and tells Zari that he is leaving. Ava walks in, kind of reminiscent of the beginning of the episode, bringing in her food. This time we have a milkshake and cherries. And this whole thing was like, they want things to be normal, but with what has happened, nothing can't be normal, and they need to accept that, and maybe it's better if it's not. And Ava goes, let's be honest, we were never normal to begin with, which is another callback this episode, back to when Ava and Sarah first kissed back in season 3, where was it? Sarah goes, I'm not normal. I never wanted to be normal. Okay. Or one of them goes. And so that was just great callback. But Sarah drinks the milkshake and Ava put Zari's passion stuff, like the smoothie early in the episode, into the milkshake. So this time they actually get it on. Behrad goes and checks up on Zari, making sure things are okay. And then Bayred has the idea that they can use the totems. Use the totems for what, you ask? Well, use them so Nate can go see Zari 1.0 in the totem, which is great. And so the cowboy is still singing, song's over. And Ava goes, I didn't say we could keep the cowboy narrator. And Bayred and Nate go, yep, we're moving him. They get out, and he gets out of there. So that's the episode. Overall, great episode. Sarah is back. We're all back with the legends. We got our newbie Spooner come in. Constantine is now going off on his own adventure to find the Fountain of Imperium. Spooner's starting to play a bigger role now that she can control her powers a bit more. Exciting. Everybody knows about Sarah. And her healing abilities shall come in handy. And I am very excited for the rest of the season. Hopefully some more time travel with these aliens and whatnot. So, overall, like I said, great episode. Very classic Wild West Legends episode. So nothing to be upset about there. And I will catch you guys in the next one. Thanks for listening.
And that's the end of the episode, guys. Remember, follow me on Instagram at Bailey's_vlogs_, Twitter at Bailey's TV Rants, and on TikTok at Naughty Hot. Thanks all for listening. And I'll see you guys next time.